April 19th through 25th. Doctrine and Covenants, Sections 41 through 44. My law to govern my church. If thou shalt ask, the Lord promised, thou shalt receive revelation upon revelation, knowledge upon knowledge. See Doctrine and Covenants, Section 42, verse 61. What questions can you ask in order to receive the revelation you need? The rapid growth of the church in 1830 and 1831, especially the rush of new converts coming to Kirtland, Ohio, was exciting and encouraging to the saints. But it also presented some challenges. How do you unify a quickly expanding body of believers, especially when they are bringing with them doctrine and practices from their previous faiths? For example, when Joseph Smith arrived in Kirtland in early February 1831, he found new members sharing common property in a genuine attempt to imitate the New Testament Christians. See Acts chapter 4, verses 32 through 37. The Lord made some important corrections and clarifications on this and other topics, largely through a revelation recorded in Doctrine and Covenants, section 42, that he called my law to govern my church, see verse 59. In this revelation, we learn truths that are fundamental in establishing the Lord's church in the latter days, including a significant promise making clear that there is always more to learn. If thou shalt ask, thou shalt receive revelation upon revelation, knowledge upon knowledge. See Doctrine and Covenants, section 42, verse 61. See also Saints, volume 1, pages 114 through 119. Ideas for personal scripture study. Doctrine and Covenants, section 41. He that receiveth my law and doeth it, the same is my disciple. By early 1831, the saints were starting to gather in Ohio, eager to receive the law that God had promised to reveal there. See Doctrine and Covenants, section 38, verse 32. But first the Lord taught how his disciples should prepare to receive his law. What principles do you find in verses 1 through 5 that would have helped the saints receive God's law? How might these principles help you receive instruction from him? Doctrine and Covenants, section 42. God's laws govern his church and can govern our lives. The saints considered the revelation found in Doctrine and Covenants, section 42, verses 1 through 72, to be one of the most important the prophet had received. It was among the first to be published, appearing in two Ohio newspapers, and it was known simply as the law. Many of the principles in this section had been revealed by the Lord before. While the section does not include every commandment the Lord wanted his saints to obey, it is worth pondering why these principles were important to repeat to the newly restored church. It might help you to read section 42 in smaller portions, like the following, and identify the principles taught in each. As you do, consider how this law to guide the church could also help guide your personal life. See the list of scriptures in the manual in this chapter. Doctrine and Covenants, section 42, verses 30 through 42. How did the saints consecrate of their properties to support the poor? An important part of the law revealed in section 42 is what came to be known as the law of consecration and stewardship. This law taught the saints how they could, like the followers of Christ anciently, have all things common. See Acts chapter 2, verse 44. And 4 Nephi chapter 1 verse 3, with no poor among them. See Moses chapter 7 verse 18. Saints consecrated their property by giving it to the Lord through the bishop. See Doctrine and Covenants section 42 verses 30 through 31. The bishop returned to them what they needed. See verse 32. Usually what they had consecrated and more. Members donated their surplus to help the poor. See verses 33 through 34. This law was a great blessing to the saints, especially to those who had left everything to come to Ohio. Many saints were generous in their donations. Though we do it differently today, Latter-day Saints still live the law of consecration. As you read Doctrine and Covenants, section 42, verses 30 through 42, ponder how you can consecrate what God has given you to build his kingdom and bless those in need. See also Linda K. Burton, I Was a Stranger, in the Ensigner Liahona, May 2016. The Law, from Revelations in Context, pages 93 through 95. History.churchofjesuschrist.org. Doctrine and Covenants, section 42, verses 61, 65 through 68, and section 43, verses 1 through 16. God gives revelation to guide His church. Imagine that you are having a conversation with a new member of the church who is excited to know that the church is guided by revelation. How could you use Doctrine and Covenants, section 43, verses 1 through 16, to explain to him or her the Lord's pattern for guiding His church through His prophet? How could you use Doctrine and Covenants, section 42, verses 61 and 65 through 68, to teach about receiving personal revelation? See also, All Things Must Be Done in Order, from Revelations in Context, pages 50 through 53. History.churchofjesuschrist.org. Ideas for Family Scripture Study and Home Evening. Doctrine and Covenants, section 41, verses 1 through 5. What are some examples of civil laws, and how do those laws benefit us? How do Heavenly Father's laws or commandments bless us? Family members could draw pictures of themselves obeying God's laws. Doctrine and Covenants, section 42, verses 45 and 88. What would help your family live together in love? See also Mosiah chapter 4, verses 14 through 15. Consider writing or saying positive things about one another or singing a hymn about love within the family, such as Love at Home, hymns number 294. Doctrine and Covenants, section 42, verse 61. Maybe you could read this verse while putting a puzzle together. Use the puzzle to teach how God reveals His mysteries, revelation upon revelation, knowledge upon knowledge. Family members could share how God has revealed truth to them a little at a time. Doctrine and Covenants, section 43, verse 25. Perhaps there is something your family could use to create the sounds of a thunderstorm as a way to introduce a discussion about verse 25. How is the Lord's voice a voice of thunderings? Search the verse together for ways the Lord may call on us to repent. How can we be more responsive to the Lord's voice? For more ideas for teaching children, see this week's outline in Come Follow Me for Primary. Suggested song, I Want to Live the Gospel, Children's Songbook 148. See Ideas to Improve Your Family Scripture Study. Improving Our Teaching. Nurture a loving atmosphere. The way family members feel about and treat each other can profoundly influence the spirit of your home. Help all family members do their part to establish a loving, respectful home so that everyone will feel safe sharing experiences, questions, and testimonies. See Teaching in the Savior's Way, page 15.